Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello.
Hello,
Nitzan Azoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the world of fantasy. Fantasy is something that really attracts grown-ups, children, and books and movies. We'd like to understand a bit better what it is. Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah, the world of fantasy movies, this is something that was always around. And we can say that it practically started along with humanity. There are different stories, mythologies that kind of combine between fantasy and history. And also to this day, we see that we adults seemingly know how to tell the difference between reality and fantasy, and still we're really drawn to these movies and series. One of these series with a gigantic number of fans is The Game of Thrones. People simply were glued to their screens watching these series. I think that it lasted for something like 8 seasons. And what did we have there? A world of fantasy with dragons and superpowers and magic and spells. And there's something about it that really attracts us. So first of all, why are we attracted to the world of fantasy? Since always, a world that we understand that doesn't really exist, but still, we're tremendously attracted to it. Some superpower maybe. Dr. Lightman, we're in a state where we aspire, we yearn to be stronger, to have a greater ability to control, know, understand, manage. In a person, there are many parameters that are unknown, that are under question mark. Who am I? What am I? What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen in a moment? Where does it all come from? Where am I headed? And so on. Meaning it's all on as if the axis of time, but it's not necessarily on the axis of time. There are forces acting in the world. Where do they suddenly appear from? Where do they disappear to? We, this planet, and this great, big, black, endless universe. So there are many questions here that a person asks. Why does he ask these questions? That's another question, a question about the questions. An animal only asks, what do I have to eat here? And how can I, right now, live more safely? What's going to happen tomorrow? If her instinct pushes her to ask or find or do something, then she does. But with people, we have a problem because a person feels pretty much miserable, I'd say, that he's involved in everything. And as wise as we are, and the more we know and understand, and as if are capable of more, along with it, we discover how incapable we are, how much we don't know, and we're in a state, in a place where everything is under one great big question mark. Nitza. So because a person feels so powerless, he tries to imagine some kind of world of fantasy. Dr. Lightman, let's say to supplement it. So what I don't know, suppose that it's some kind of special animal, some dragon or something. Yeah, dragon, Dracula, something. Could be that it's some kind of spaceship that comes from someplace. In short, I want to discover that which I don't see, don't know, and don't feel, and give it some kind of a picture that I can grasp, that's in my field of view, that I can perceive, and then as if I have a certain attitude toward it, and not something like, where am I? It's something abstract, Dr. Lightman. Yeah, that I'm really under a dark sky with stars, there's darkness, and Nitzah. So, actually, since a person feels so small, so little compared with this tremendous system of nature that controls everything, that he's powerless in regard to that, so he tries to give it some kind of image, Dr. Lightman. He wants something concrete before him. Nitzah. By the way, according to Carl Jung, a dragon actually symbolizes man's biggest fears. Yeah. And this is actually where this picture comes from. So the idea is that if I can kill the dragon, if I can ride it, I actually ride my fears, my uncontrollable drives. So you're saying that a person depicted different such images for himself in order to somehow to be in kind of contact with them, to imagine them, see them, and this is where this fantasy comes from. Dr. Lightman. Yeah. Nitza. I also remember as a child, there were always superpowers that saved the world, but obviously there are things that we don't know how to do them. We want for things to be good. Suppose Superman. I remember that Superman, one of his goals was to save the world, to bring peace to the world. So the idea behind it is something that people really want, only they have no idea how to do it. And so it seems to them that they need some kind of super force to come and intervene, to become the hero of the plot. So now I actually understand what is their fantasy for, and I understand that it's a very unique ability that humans have and animals don't. Dr. Lightman, almost don't have. Nitza, so how does this world of fantasy that's seemingly disconnected from reality, how can it develop in a person? How can it advance us toward the next level of our development so we can really achieve some kind of ability control? Dr. Lightman, we need fantasy in anything creative. Without that, you can't create anything. That's both in music and movies and books and to even build something technical, I need to first of all depict it to myself. This is already fantasy. I have to imagine life when I'm already a grown-up, and what do I want to be then? And then as a child, I choose how to advance toward that. Meaning, if we're not living only by sheer instincts that control us, develop us, like clockwork, but that we want to participate in our development, then it already has to do with my fantasy. How do I see myself in the next moment, 10, 20, 30, 100 years, doesn't matter. Oh, and maybe there's a kind of boundary here between fantasy and reality. Suppose, how do I see myself in 20, 30 years? Okay, so I can imagine that in 20, 30 years, I'm going to be like this and like that in relation to realistic things, but maybe that I don't have them today, but I'd like to have them in 20, 30 years, and probably I'll have to work hard for it and so on. But I might say that, look, in 20 years, I want to have a tail and horns and to be able to fly in the air 3 hours straight. So here I've already shifted into fantasy, into the boundaries of fantasy. Now, I don't want to ask about a person's ability to imagine a more advanced state and then work in order to achieve it. Between that and breaking the boundaries of reality, of the familiar, and to bring into my world something that is a complete fantasy. Why does a person have the ability to bring into his world something that is out of this world? Dr. Lightman, I think that all of this is in order for us to advance. Oh, how does that advance us? Dr. Lightman, you're saying, I want to fly. So, exactly, out of this aspiration, we invented airplanes. Oh, okay, I understand. Dr. Lightman, let's put it this way. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, according to what's written in our ancient sources, there's nothing in the world that a person can fantasize about that can't happen. It's impossible for a person to fantasize about something that can't be. If it exists in reality, you can fantasize about it in some way. And if it doesn't exist in reality, you can't fantasize it. An elephant with wings. Doesn't matter. Yes, something like that can exist. Nietzsche, the reality that you're talking about isn't necessarily the one that we see in our day-to-day life, but it's something that our brain can imagine. Dr. Lightman, the brain can imagine, and so, if such a thing cannot be in reality, the mind cannot imagine it. Oren, but where do you have an elephant with wings, Dr. Lightman? Maybe it doesn't exist right now before us, but something of that kind surely can exist. Otherwise, it wouldn't come to my imagination. Oren, you're saying that what a person can fantasize actually consists of elements that exist in reality and maybe he connects them together somehow. That's something that we don't see it in the world, like an elephant with wings. So you have wings, you have an elephant, you connected the two, it has an elephant with wings. Dr. Lightman, what, you don't have dinosaurs like that or something? So, an elephant with wings. Okay, I understand. Now going back to my question. Why did nature give man the ability to fantasize about things that don't really exist in his reality? Dr. Lightman, in order to advance. Oh, and toward what? Dr. Lightman, that's a question, but probably what he imagines to himself comes as a result of his lack of development. A person has a desire. In this desire, suddenly appear different forms that he wants to meet, that he's afraid of, that he wants to bring closer. It's all in order to develop man. Nietzsche, so how does our ability to fantasize? First of all, I understand that fantasy is a good thing. It's something that advances us, that allows us to continue. Dr. Lightman, in that, we are superior to animals. Nietzsche, what I don't understand yet is if I fantasize or imagine something that as if does not exist in my reality, how does it develop me? How does it bring me to my next degree of development as a human being? Dr. Lightman, we can't be without fantasies. We're not living according to instincts that this is how nature controls, manages babies and animals and the still, the vegetative and the animate in general. But what exists in a person is that inclination to experience the next moment according to what seems to him as good, and not on the level that also exists in animals to some degree, but that a person fantasizes a bit of a different life than the one that he is in now. By this, a person fantasizes a different world and himself in a different way. Meaning he is if writes the script for the movie, for what he wants to happen. This is how we all live. And this is how we're all the time advancing. So it's a special ability. Very special ability. Nietzsche. So maybe our aspiration for fantasy is the aspiration to be connected to some higher forces. Dr. Lightman, we always want to be higher, more superior than we were before. Nietzsche. So our attraction to magic, to higher things, unclear matters. Dr. Lightman, I don't think that it's called magic. We simply want to be more in control of our life and our world and to imagine ourselves on a higher level of development with greater abilities. This is actually natural for a person. There's nothing special about it. It is special compared to animals, but actually it's an ability that we got from nature. Nitzah, does the wisdom of Kabbalah help a person to be in contact with superpowers? Dr. Leitman, of course, the wisdom of Kabbalah ties a person to these superior forces, that then he really starts understanding what kind of script should he make for his life and to live it out. Meaning here, he's like a script writer and a director and everything. And he himself is the hero. And the entire world is just what's around him that helps him to make this movie. Nitzah, I think that this is a very important point. There is a world of fantasy that we talked about, that you can have dragons and superpowers and different things that I imagine. Dr. Leitman, like little children, Nitzah, and there is the wisdom of Kabbalah that gives me the ability to get to know the superpowers that exist in nature, Dr. Leitman, and with their help to build my life, not in this fantasy movie, but in reality. Nitzah, so the wisdom of Kabbalah compared to fantasy does allow us to touch this desire, a person's desire to touch the upper force, that super force, let's call it that way, but in a realistic, true way. That's not fantasy. Dr. Leitman, of course, it's realistic to the measure to which you can realize it. Nitzah, what do you mean? What turns fantasy into reality? Dr. Leitman, depends on the person. Does he want to realize it or not? If not, then the movie continues according to the upper script. And if he wants to come out of that script and to keep advancing by himself, then he has the options. Owen, I want to ask about superpowers. What I liked most about these kinds of stories were the superpowers that superheroes had, Superman and others. And they all had superpowers, all of these superheroes, because they had these powers. That's what made them superheroes. They looked like ordinary people, and suddenly, in a certain situation, he could suddenly start using his super forces and to do things that no one else could, and that's why he's a superhero. And in the stories, they do things that save the world. There could be also the bad guys, bad superheroes that do things to destroy the world. But what differentiates them from myself is that they have these superpowers. Now, you said that the wisdom of Kabbalah helps a person to be connected with the upper superior forces. Does Kabbalah believe that there are superior, higher forces? Dr. Leitman, it's not a matter of belief. We see that they exist. Owen, what do you mean? Dr. Leitman, we live in a world of forces, and in relation to us, these forces can be positive or negative. Depends on how a person grasps them. And then the question is, what do I do with them? Owen, I kind of lost you. What is a superpower? Dr. Leitman, a superpower is a force that is not under my control, that I'm under its control. Owen, like what? Dr. Leitman, I don't know. Thunder, rain, earthquakes. Owen, the forces of nature. Dr. Leitman, it's all nature. Besides nature, there's nothing. Owen, so they're stronger than I am? Dr. Leitman, of course. And not only that they're stronger, but that I can't control them. I'm also incapable of knowing in advance what's going on here. Meaning that not only that they're not under my control, but I don't have the ability to predict them. Okay, so these are the superpowers in nature. In relation to them, what can the wisdom of Kabbalah give me? It can give me the ability to connect to these forces. Dr. Leitman, it brings me to a different perspective on all of this. It says, you have the ideal state that exists in nature toward which everything's drawn. And the wisdom of Kabbalah says, I'm giving you the opportunity, the ability to manage yourself and your entire world in order to reach that whole and perfect state. Don't stop along the way to make different movies that seem to you more or less philosophical, psychological. This is your movie. You have to reach a state like the one you're in now. Now you're in a certain state. What does it mean to you? Precisely you, with your qualities, with your abilities, with your thoughts, with your desire, what we call an intellect and an emotion, mind and heart. And from this state, you have to move on to the next state, which is the perfect state. This is your movie, the transition from the current state to the whole imperfect state. Oh, and how does that have to do with superpowers? Dr. Lightman, then whatever you use from nature, these are superpowers. Why? Because you draw from nature forces that work on you, that influence you, change you, for them to take care of you, for you to change from your current imperfect state to the perfect state. And that's where the movie ends. Nitza, I'd like an explanation about this superpower that you just talked about, because previously we talked about superpowers that are the forces of nature, rain, thunder. Here you talked about a superpower that's different, that works on a person and changes something about him, turns him into something else. What is that special, unique superpower? Dr. Lightman, it's the general force of nature called Creator, God, nature, doesn't matter how you call it. The superior force, upper force, that includes all the particular forces of nature in it. That's it. Oh, and what changes can it make in a person? Dr. Lightman, everything, because we're inside of it. We're under it. Nature, all in all, is one force. With all of the different variations that it has, it's one force. And we're under that force. We can say that we're inside of it. Owen, and where's the fantasy here? Dr. Lightman, I'd say that fantasy means that I can guess for myself what's the future state that is preferable for me to be in. Not like an animal that wants to be in one place and then in another place. That it's all within the boundaries of this world, the still, the vegetative, and the animate. But I can be in such a fantasy that I can change my qualities. I want to all the time adjust myself to that upper force that controls, governs me. By that, I feel that I'm closer to it. And then he and I were more and more connected between us, this force and I. And so accordingly, what happens is that I start controlling, managing my life, the movie of my life. And from fantasy, it turns into reality. Owen, this is something that you repeated twice already. You're talking about forces that allow a person to change his qualities. Dr. Lightman, of course. Owen, and this is my transition from my current state to my ideal state, that maybe at first I fantasize it, but that afterwards I can also realize it. So, a change in qualities. Someone's born smarter, someone's less. Someone's edgy, someone's very calm, someone's stingy, someone's very generous. People have many qualities. When you're saying that a person asks for and receives the ability to change his qualities in order to advance toward his perfect state that he can fantasize, what qualities are you talking about? Dr. Lightman, we only have a desire. Man is a desire. We don't have anything else besides that. Nitza, so what kind of force does a person acquire once he acquires that superpower, the ability to change himself? What exactly about him Dr. Lightman, if there is a superpower, then probably I want to be like it. Nitsa, true, we want to have superpowers, Dr. Lightman, so what's the problem? Nitsa, when we acquire this superpower, how does that upgrade me? Dr. Lightman, I elevate myself to the degree of the superpower. Nitsa, does this superhero with the superpower have some kind of super abilities? Dr. Lightman, he's almighty. Nitsa, what does it mean? Dr. Lightman, that I'm not under my desires. Owen, you're not controlled by them, by your desires? Dr. Lightman, yes. Owen, then what controls you? Dr. Lightman, that I decide myself, and my decision is free. Oh, and so that's the main thing that changes about the person that gives him superpowers, the ability. He gets that ability to control his own desires and not for them to control him. Dr. Lightman, yes. Oh, and so when I asked you what has to change, you said that man is all in all a desire of one or another kind. But the ability to control my desires, this is what makes me a superhero. Dr. Lightman, a superhero in terms of that I'm above nature, Owen, meaning what? That I work with the force of nature, with the Creator, and I want to be above Him. And I get the ability to do it, meaning what? That if I reach a state where I want to change my own nature for another nature, then I'm already above it. Owen, to change or exchange what for what? What do you change? Dr. Lightman, I change my decisions. I reach a state where no one decides instead of me, but I do. But in order to decide, I have to see from one end of the world to the other. I have to be in all of these forces and grasp them. I have to be above the Creator. Owen, man does. Dr. Lightman, yes. Owen, is it possible or is it a fantasy? Dr. Lightman, if I choose to be like the Creator, then in that I'm already above the Creator. Owen, I have many more questions, but in a sentence, what does it mean to be like the Creator? Dr. Lightman, he who knows good and bad, that's all you need. The whole of nature consists of two forces. We have to know them and use both of them correctly. Owen, and someone who knows how to do that, it means that he acquires a superpower. Dr. Lightman, yes. Owen, thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Amazing. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.